So we'll stop there. One thing, I'll just do a demonstration to show you what JavaScript can do. So I pointed out that one of the reasons I like this technology is that it allows one to reuse this one's work technology for one's family. So what I did was take this technology we now see for displays and reused it for the family photo album. You notice this technology allows you to, but this is a JavaScript program which essentially allows you to build general hierarchical trees of information, which in the case which I would claim to be a generally useful capability. They were in family photo world, and I don't know. Here's a particular. So basically, this just manipulates. We can leave some random picture there. That's not a very good picture. So anyway, this shows you how you can. So this JavaScript is manipulating through this this world. If I go back up here to foil world. You get back to the original foil. And JavaScript has got a bunch of variables which keeps track of all these URLs so that you can live in different worlds at the same time and move back and forth. And they're just done with trivial variables, holding locations of where you are so that you can build up a complex world with lots of different entries, with different positions in different worlds and move back and forth between them. And that's all done client-side. So that's a typical thing you can do with JavaScript. And now you're meant to go and have your coffee. I'm sorry.